Good day and welcome to Partake. Welcome also to Monday and our Think Spot Together. We have the start of a new week. It's Monday. How and in what circumstances are you trusting God? How did Jesus Christ himself trust in God the Father? One way was that Jesus knew that the Father was going to bring him back to life after his death on the cross. Jesus Christ trusted God the Father in this very area of his life, just as he did in all aspects of his life as we read the Gospels. How are you doing? Do you have concerns and areas of your life where you need an assurance that God the Father will help you? Here are some simple steps which may help you maintain a trust in God. Firstly, pray. Cast all your anxiety and concerns onto God's shoulders. God cares for you because you are his personal concern if you are one of his children. The great Apostle Peter, one of Jesus' closest friends, wrote this in 1 Peter 5 verse 7. Give all your worries and cares to God because he cares for you. Accept and thank God that his peace has filled all areas of your life. Another great apostle, Paul, wrote this in Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live and trust in Christ Jesus. And then thirdly, learn to be content, whatever your circumstances are, resting in God alone. The Apostle Paul goes on in Philippians 4, verse 11 and 12. Not that I was ever in need, for I have learned how to be content with whatever I have. I know how to live on almost nothing, or with everything. I have learned the secret of living in every situation, whether it is with a full stomach or empty, with plenty or little. And then fourthly, allow the Holy Spirit, who lives inside you, remember, to control your mind for a life and peace. And again from the pen of the Apostle Paul, this time in Romans chapter 8, verse 6. So therefore, letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death. But letting the Spirit control your mind leads to life and peace. And then trust God to fulfill your every need. Matthew records these words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 6, verse 32 to 33. But your heavenly Father already knows all your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else, and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. So how do we live righteously? We obey and follow God's commands, which are to love God and love others. Jesus again recorded in Matthew chapter 22, verse 37 to 40. You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. A second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself. The entire law and all the demands of the prophets are based on these two commandments. That's how we live rightly. And then finally, be prepared to be obedient to the Father in supplying the needs of others you meet, and therefore showing that you love God and other people. One way to show you are trusting and loving God is to be the answer to the prayers of somebody else and showing that love to them. Ask God this week, this day, to show you how you can help somebody else in need this week, and thereby show your love for God and others. Go in peace and love and trust this Monday, into this week, knowing that God is worthy of your trust. God will take care of you, but not always in the way that you expect. Expect him to allow circumstances and situations to arise where you are to trust him fully. He will help you if you ask. After all, he knows you better than anybody else. And don't be afraid to help somebody else, because by doing that, you show you are loving and trusting in God alone. Father, I pray that you would help us to trust in you and that you would continue to supply our needs, calm our concerns, and help us to love you and others more fully. I ask this through the Prince of Peace and Trust, Jesus Christ, in the power of the Holy Spirit who lives inside all those who have peace with you and are trusting in you. Amen.